Janet Grabowski, Plant Materials Center Manager. We are celebrating Earth Day. We had to be a little bit late this year because of the school, some school activities, so we had to schedule it after their testing. But we're hoping to have a lot of school children come and enjoy all these booths. We got a lot of exhibitors from various conservation organizations, and we're going to have some Florida wildlife and all sorts of things for kids to enjoy and adults too, because we're going to tell them what we do here.
Now, this, I understand, is also kind of tying in with Wetlands Month. Is that right?
Yes, this is also National Wetlands Month, so we are celebrating both. We've got several of our plants that we have developed here have to do with wetlands, so we can spotlight those as well, too.
Now, give us an idea of what all you have here. Obviously, there's a lot of things here. For somebody that's never been here, not familiar with what you do, what all is here?
The plant material centers are actually a series of, we've got 26 plant material centers throughout the U.S., and we actually do research either on developing plants or for conservation use, or we use plants, how to use, best use plants for conservation use. Things like soil erosion control, wildlife food, and cover, and those types of things. We do a lot of coastal work here, too, in Florida.
And so then where does the plants you grow or the information you have, where does it go afterwards?
Well, all of our information is published on the websites, and it's kind of incorporated in all of our NRCS, Natural Resources Conservation Service, bulletins and guides and all that sort of thing. And also the plants themselves go to commercial producers. And the plants that we've developed, and they actually grow them out and sell them to the public.
So for folks that don't realize what this is and what it's about, it's just another part of USDA work that's going on that a lot of folks don't realize.
Correct. The Plant Material Centers actually started when the NRCS started, because they started out of the Dust Bowl, and the best way to keep soil from eroding is to put plants on it. So we've developed plants, grown plants for a very long time. We started out as soil plant nurseries, and then we moved on into actually doing research type work with plants.
Fantastic. So obviously you're looking forward to the day then, aren't you?
Oh yes, yes. It's a lot of work for us. We've got a very small staff, but we feel we get a lot of benefits out of it. We get an outreach to the public, and we get a lot of feedback that they really enjoy coming here for Earth Day every year.